What's going on, folks? What's up?
Can you come up with a new way to start?
I feel like it's always
what's going on.
That's what I'm wanting to know. I'm wanting to know what's going on. And I don't,
but
I mean,
you
I don't know.
You can't hear them respond to you.
You go ahead and start. Come up with something right now. Go ahead.
What's up, Worm Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Your Band is Garbage. Season 3, baby.
That's right. Season 3.
We're on a new level. Of course, as always, joined by Jacob.
Yep.
Good friend. We've got producer Keelan chilling in the background here. He's got a little bit of a toothache today, so you might not be hearing a whole lot of Keelan.
Low energy Keelan in the studio tonight. Wow.
He's got the big ice pack on his cheek, and he's got the big, like, big bright red polka-dotted bandage wrapped around his head.
Like, what are those things that they used to put on your head when you're sick? Are they full of, like, water? What is that?
I'm confused. Like, ice.
That's ice.
Mm.
Yeah.
What did I think? I guess water is ice, just kind of colder.
It's an ice bag.
Gentlemen, settle down, because we still have to introduce our guest today. We have none other than Tyler from Safe Face.
What's up?
How are you doing?
How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking. And thank you for coming on this very stupid show. So appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
Fan of what you do. So that's seriously such a treat to chat for a little bit. So
yeah.
Appreciate that a bunch. I'm not ashamed to say this. I'm going to go ahead. I'll flex a little bit. I've been a Safe Face fan for a while. I don't know about these fools as much, but I definitely have, I've listened to you guys for a while. You know what? Actually, this is probably just a pretty good segue to one of our fan favorite segments. Fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the store, I can get them both. I don't want to choose, and I'm quick. Cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now, that means I don't fuck with you.
This is Money Moves.
This is Money Moves.
We're going to chat a little bit about the history of the band via Q&A, essentially. Jacob, if you want to go ahead and...
Well, so the...
Yeah, QAnon, that's right.
Exactly, right, exactly. Yes, that's exactly what the show is.
We're asking the hard questions.
Yeah. I just wanted to be sure I was on the right show.
Exactly. We need to know your vax status.
Yep.
We need to know... I don't know what else they get up to over there, huh?
Did you see they just came out with a new booster now? They got a new one. New booster just dropped. Nobody told me.
That's fire, I guess, right?
I'm here for it. I'll get it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm waiting to see if I have COVID.
Oh, really?
Because my brother has COVID right now.
No.
Oh my God.
Shit. And the funny thing, I was looking into getting the booster.
Yeah.
I haven't had it. I'll say this. I haven't tested positive for COVID. So if I've had it, I've been unaware.
Sure, sure.
And if I thought I had it, I would have tested. And I've tested a million times.
I don't know. And so I did not have it for a while. I was like 2 years strong, I think, which is half that other band. That's sorry. Jesus Christ. Holy shit. But I didn't have it for like 2 years. And I think it was like in August of this year, I finally got it. And I don't know. I was kind of in the same boat where I was like, I don't know. I've never tested positive. Maybe I had it and just like didn't really know. Yeah. I definitely knew. Like it didn't almost kill me or anything, but like you just wake up that day and you're like, I don't know. That doesn't feel right. Like that headache is just not hitting in the same way that a normal one does. And like this sniffle is not hitting in the same way. It's hard to describe, but like it did finally happen. And
some people who have had it like two or three times.
I can't even imagine. That's crazy. I got it like 2 weeks after my other friend had it, and he and his girlfriend both got it at the same time. And I guess I got like the new hot whatever Delta Omicron strain there is now, because it was like super contagious but super mild. Like I was sick for like 2 days, but it was ultimately fine. I like took some Dayquil and got over it. They were like immobile for 3 days and like healthy people like vaxxed up, boosted up. So
yeah,
I don't know. Like it's out there just getting people still, I guess.
Yeah.
But
so like I kind of want to get the booster, but yeah, also I feel like I'm in that awkward period of like, there's a chance I have it right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like I shouldn't get it.
That's
I don't
the
really,
worst.
You know what I mean? Like I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah. So.
Well, that's exactly in like our living situation here was like my roommate caught it first and then did the whole quarantine separate. Like neither of us caught it for like her whole like 5 days of quarantine. And then the day that she was going to come out of quarantine, I was sick and tested positive. So we as a household had COVID for like 2 weeks.
That's
but
crazy.
It doesn't, I don't know. It wasn't that bad. Like it's not great, obviously. Like I think we did a podcast and I was very low energy. Just not having a good time at all.
For sure.
But I don't know. Yeah. Stick me full of whatever they got. I don't care. If they think it's a good idea at this point, I'm down to try it. I'll try whatever. So
I'm a sheep.
Yeah, put me on the list for the new one. I don't care. I'll do it.
Hey, I'll try anything once.
Yep. And even twice.
Yeah.
And even a third time.
Even a third or fourth time, depending if you're off immunocompromised.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
This is the COVID segment.
Yeah, this is... Yep. Okay. But this is just how the world is now.
Yeah.
But aside from that, the reason, like I said, that we had you on, I've been a fan of Safe Face for a little while now. I kind of hopped on the bandwagon, I'd say, after Mercy came out.
Nice.
I'm still not sure, and you might be able... I guess you'd be able to be able to clarify this. Is it like how much of like the twang am I supposed to put on? It's like Mercy or is it like Mercy or like I feel weird saying it either way.
I don't know. I'm an ignorant American. I have no business naming my record a French word. You know
where
what I mean?
I'm at with it. I don't
Mercy beaucoup.
Yeah. That's how we ought to say it, I suppose, but like
yeah.
I don't know how the French would say it.
I don't know. I feel like I'm putting a little bit of extra stank on it, and I don't know if that's in a good or a bad way. I feel like I maybe should stop doing that.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like culturally insensitive or something, but it also sounds kind of fun. So,
yeah,
I mean,
it's super cool to do like the nasally French voice. Like, merci.
The
it's
French
cool.
are listening to this show, I'm pretty sure.
Dude! You know?
We actually have like a listener in France.
Let's be absolutely real. We don't have that many listeners. Like, there's not like tens of millions of people listening to the show.
After this show, you're not going to have any French listeners.
That's very true. Yeah, they're all by minute five of the podcast. A lot of them you've usually tuned out. They'll give it a go, and then I come in with the what's going on, and they're like, "Fuck this shit, I'm out. This is the same shit again." But we have like one or two listeners in France. I think I don't know why, and like I keep assuming it's going to be like a VPN or something, but I don't
your inbox is going to be full of two emails and they're going to be very upset French people.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be able to read them, but I'm going to be able to tell that the passion is there.
Right. Yeah, but here, I don't know the answer. I think I just say Mercy. Yeah.
Fair enough. We did that, and the EP before that, Folly, was in 2016, but
that's right.
Little bit of that beforehand. The current shit, though, the reason for the season, the one everybody's talking about, you know?
Yeah.
The Another Kill for the Highlight Reel. That was the big album you guys put out. It was, correct me if I'm wrong, Friday before Halloween of 2021.
Was.
I see you.
That's
I
right.
see that. I'm recognizing that. I love to see it. What a banger, man. I really, really enjoy that Thanks. Record. I thought it was really, really cool.
I'm glad you do.
Definitely like a shift in tone and like energy and stuff from some of the previous work, and I'm kind of interested in that. Spoke a little bit on Twitter about it recently, so I'm like sort of interested to know, is that something, and totally fine if the answer is I don't know, is that something that you think is like a permanent change going forward, or are you just kind of like writing what feels right at the moment?
Kind of both. I mean, probably permanent, but also I mean it's gonna, I would say maybe more probably like it's gonna change, but maybe it will make more sense from here. Like maybe we'll use this more as a foundation. Here, the funny thing though is like, out of all these triggered ass like MCR fans that are like, "You're sound like this band."
Yeah,
I've been ripping off MCR since Folly day one. So you got to keep
course.
Up. Just because we got the music video with blood doesn't mean that like I'm not making there's like MCR lyrical references on the Folly, and it's like I never heard shit about that until all of a sudden I'm covered in blood.
Yeah,
And then everybody who wants to, you know, be annoying is like, yeah. Which I love.
Everybody's having, like, making that connection for the very first time and being like, I'm the first person to think of this, for sure.
And it's fine and it's great. And, like, there's a million other reasons why people are saying that. And, like, that's fine. And
of course.
There's some people that are saying it and they're really excited about it. There's some people that are saying it to as if they're, like, pulling, like, the curtain back and revealing something, and it just is really silly. All of it just gets more people to find out about it, so please, for the love of God, don't stop. Please keep,
keep the discourse going.
Keep the discourse going. God. It's only helping me out, but, I mean, in terms of your question, I started to write some new music, and it's definitely kind of springing from here. I see a lot of parallels to the older music, especially Folly too. Mm-hmm. But really, I think the shift came for a couple reasons. I mean, I think a big one was it was the first record I put out on a label, knowing that it was coming out on a label,
like having all of that like planned,
figured out.
Yeah,
Merci was written and recorded before Epitaph was in the picture.
Sure.
So they kind of came in right when it was ready. Mm-hmm. And then at least I had a bit of a perspective change where it was like, okay, well, now this is like, I thought Merci was going to do the last album we were going to make, and we were going to put it out, and we're going to do, I wanted to do one full US tour. With Folly, we started touring, and then I wanted to like tour Merci if we could. But then like that didn't happen, and now it's like, okay, well, now I feel like my whole perspective has changed on like what I can do with a band, let alone this band. And then it took me a while to kind of think about that and figure it out and be like, okay, well, I think this is like what I actually want to do if like, this is how it's going to be, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And like, God forbid taking some influence from a band that is universally loved and like, personally speaking, I think Bangs.
Well, I don't know about universally, but I really don't know.
Come on, all right, shut up. You know, the two of the Peanut stuff. Gallery, I don't need anything from. But
well, the thing that the real fucking irony though is like, it's not like that's my goal. You know what I mean? Like, what happened was, I was trying to write a follow up to Merci, and everything I was writing felt really uninspired and boring. And for all of the terrible, discouraging bullshit that comes with trying to pursue art, like if you don't have something that's really like inspiring to you, like it's hard to get out of bed and be like, okay, well, I'm gonna go online and feel like shit all day and no one's gonna listen to my music and this is gonna just suck. So like the things that make it worth it are like writing songs you like and like getting to perform them live for people, at least for me.
Sure.
Everything else just kind of makes you sad, I guess, but
yeah.
Like, so for me, I was like, okay, well, none of this music is like coming out right. None of it feels inspired. None of it feels like worthwhile to do this fucking dance. And then it was like conversations I was having with some of my close friends. We were on tour in 2019, and my friend Sam, we were like in Columbus, Ohio, and
shout out. Sorry.
Oh, for real? Yeah, we played Big Room Bar, and we were at the McDonald's.
I was there. I know exactly what you're talking about. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Joe Bank.
Yeah. Yep. And he, you know, got me a happy meal, and I was all sad because I was like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I feel like really fucking confused. And he was like, why don't you do a band like this? And we started kind of talking about what that looked like, and like referencing stuff that I've done and like songs that I like. And then I started like working on that and spent the second half of 2019 fleshing that out. The beginning of 2020, I guess second half of 2019 was kind of planting the seeds. Mm-hmm. Early 2020 was fleshing it out, and then lockdown happened, and then it just developed like crazy from there. But the thing, the real fucking thing is, on this MCR topic that has already come up, which is fine, is the MCR was not back in 2019.
Yeah, of course.
No one wanted to do what they're doing in 2019.
Yeah.
But that's when I fucking started being like, okay, like I want to write a record that sounds like this, to which people told me, this sounds like MCR. And I said, cool.
Okay.
Because I don't really give a fuck what it like. I'm just trying to write my shit.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, you're talking to someone who like lived through that.
Yeah.
You know, like that was my shit when I was young. That shit is burned in my DNA the same way that Queen is, the same way that like I can name them all day, and like the things that are like a part of me are a part of me. And then like, yeah, I gotta high voice and I sing dramatically. And right. then I wrote an album all about like death and stuff. Like it's right. it's going to happen, but yeah, it's exactly. not like, you know.
But like making the observation like you're the first person in the world to do any of that since that band. Yeah.
Well, here's the other fucking thing is like, yeah, other people have also tried it and they fucking, A, it felt very disingenuous.
They didn't do a very good job.
They either did a terrible job yeah. or like they did it in a way where it was like, this is that. I like to think that if anyone thinks there's a connection, it's like, well, this is like in the same sonic world, but yeah. it is a different thing. There are so many things that are so fucking different between these bands that yeah. we're talking about.
Absolutely.
It's now its own subgenre.
Yeah. So it's just like, yeah. you know, it's just funny. I mean, I, again, like I love it. But that in terms of like where it came from, it just came from like a very real place of not knowing what the fuck to do, but sure. like wanting to do something and being like, what can I do with this band? And feeling really bored and uninspired, feeling really bored about like what I'm seeing other bands doing. And there's nothing wrong with getting up on stage and just playing some songs. I did that for a while. Some of my favorite bands are like the most boring fucking people in the world, just like playing yeah. songs, and the songs are so good and it's so powerful.
Mm.
But I wanted to do something very different. And then I just kind of went all in
sure
on it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that comes through a lot. I mean, that comes through, sort of a nice segue, actually, to the other thing that I wanted to say, but yeah. you guys put out some live sessions recently in the Barber Room Bar. Is that right?
It's Barbershop Studios.
Barbershop Studios.
We recorded the album. Yeah.
It's sick as hell. First of all, I'm such a sucker for like a recorded live session. Anyway, I will just like, I will consume that content. Like,
yeah,
I chug it down. Seriously, some of my favorites I've ever seen. Like, I think
thank you
musically they sound really, really good. I think in terms of talking about like feeling maybe down on some of the older stuff and not necessarily feeling like you have a direction to go. I mentioned earlier that I saw you guys back at that show in 2018 in Columbus. We also saw you guys play earlier this year. God, I'm crazy
on the,
that I'm
on the North of American tour with Mom Jean.
Insane
and
that
cool
I'm
kid.
Thinking about that.
Oh,
I can't
cool. yeah, yeah,
remember
yeah, yeah.
if that was this year or not.
End of last year. Like
yeah,
December.
I think that's probably right. I don't know. Whenever it was. November. But yeah. I feel like I've even seen that change in energy just even between those two shows. Like and
yeah,
especially with like you as a frontman, the energy that you put on stage and like in the session.
Sort of the
stuff,
theatricality of
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It really, really shines in something like this.
Thanks. No, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, that's the cool thing about doing the live session now is we've played these songs 100 or so times. That for that tour you're referencing was the first time that that group of people ever played shows together.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And, you know, we practiced like a little bit, but none of us live near each other. Mm-hmm. Like our drummer's in New Jersey, but everyone else is Michigan, North Carolina, California right
yeah.
now. So like we get together and this goes for any tour. We got a little bit more on lock now, but like we get to get like for we're playing Riot Fest.
Yeah.
Next weekend. And they're flying in. We practice one day. We drive. We play the show. We come back. Like that's
right.
You know what I mean? Like it's pretty. That's like kind of how
yeah.
it is right now.
Not a lot of like wiggle room or just like time to like fuck around and get to know each other.
Yeah.
But you
right,
get that
right.
through the tour.
Right. Now we do. And that's the cool thing with doing the live session now and why I'm glad we did it now is like we are a way better band than we were, you know, 8 or 9 months ago whenever we started.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately the live session is like there's some people who have come to the show. That's great. There's a lot of people who haven't.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who know about us. There's some people that know about us but still don't want to listen to us or still think that they know what we're about or think
yeah.
that they have us figured out. So this is me very generously giving you the opportunity to see that we are really fucking good.
Yes.
And if you're gonna be a hater, then you have to like confront the fact that we are sick actually.
Yeah. How are you gonna hate on the gay Slipknot band? Like what how?
I don't know. I mean you can like, and that's fine. But like that's the thing.
Hater,
I want
hater
that
mentality.
So bad. Like you gotta pick. I don't have time for fence sitters. Like
yeah.
you need to know what this is. And you either need to love it or you need to hate it.
Oh my God. Have you, okay, has anybody else in here seen the new Elvis movie yet, or is it just me?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, that's totally fine, because I'm not going to talk about it a lot. But there's a scene in that movie where fucking Tom Hanks doing a dumbass voice in a fat suit is like making all the merchandise for Elvis, and he has I love Elvis and I hate Elvis stickers.
That's genius.
You fucking need to be making the I hate same face shirt. I gotta
steal that idea. That's fucking genius.
Because he's like, we're gonna make money either way, whether they love us or hate us. We're gonna make money, and it's just, it's like the. Yeah. I mean,
the problem is no one's actually brave enough to wear on their sleeve, or in this case, you know, on a shirt, what they like to say online. So like, I'll sell the shirt, and like, even if someone wanted to give us money, like, they're too fucking scared to fucking wear that. You kidding me? Like, they're not even going to the show. They're on their fucking computer. Like,
it's so good.
I love the idea. I mean, I would love people who love us to wear that shit, because it's really funny.
Yeah, but, it is. I mean, I just don't know if you top the Gay Slipknot shirt though. That's like, as far as like taglines for a band goes, that might be my favorite. That's
That was just a gift, because I didn't even come up with that. That was the YouTube comment on the Glitter video.
Oh my God.
And it was just, it's like a gay Slipknot. And I don't know if that was meant like in a homophobic way, because like, we're hella gay for real.
Right.
But like, whether it was like, that's just a fucking, you gave me the biggest gift. You have no fucking idea.
They don't know what they did with that. Like, if it was supposed to be an insult, you failed miserably.
Yeah. And then I just made that t-shirt design as a joke. I was like, oh, imagine if we printed this.
Yeah.
But then like, every time I showed someone, they were like, but like, imagine if
please fucking print that.
And then, I mean, it's the most popular shirt, and I don't fucking care. Like, you're wearing a shirt with my face on it. Well, you can just put whatever you want. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me.
The text can say whatever. I really don't mind.
I want to do like more variants of it, but also at some point the jumpsuits will come off, and then it will be a question of what the thing is then. But I don't need to. I'm starting to think about that, but I got some time.
Yeah, of course, absolutely, plenty of time. You know, before that happens. So. Things will evolve. Things will always change. As far as like the energy specifically, and I forgive me, because I forget if this is something you do on stage or not, or if it's just in the live sessions. But the fucking megaphone on the strap is a baller move.
Yeah, I'm really glad too, because I was doing that on the Mom Jeans tour. Did it for a couple shows, and it was working. I did a couple different things where I would just stand in front of the mic, but then I felt bad that I was just standing,
right?
So then I would take the mic and just kind of shove it like in the megaphone, kind of, but that was hard to dial in. So what I ended up getting, and then I didn't try it on the rest of the tour because it was just a little too high maintenance for like, for an opening band to like get that working every night.
Literally,
like,
just it was grab just, a megaphone,
you know what I mean? It's just like, there's too much that could go wrong, and we didn't necessarily have the time to make sure it worked every night, so I just kind of cut it eventually. But ultimately, I got they sell like, you know, like mics for like horns, like trumpets, trombones, like clip-on mics.
Yeah.
So I got one of those clip-on mics, and then I put that on the megaphone in the live session, and then that ran as a separate line for the audio, and then I just had like that regular vocal mic set up on the stand, which is probably how I would do it going forward.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it's just it's just fun. I don't know.
Yeah, like, and it is. Like, it's it's fun. It adds to like the energy of it. There's no, I mean, without like going into post and doing a bunch of shit that is weird to it, like, I don't know if there's a better way for those two different like vocal styles to come across so well in the live session like that. You know what I mean?
And like, I've tried, like, even live, like, they sell, like, there technically are like vocal pedals.
Yeah.
But they're really not great. And I've really searched pretty far and wide. And there's kind of like, I think a lot of the vocal pedals are geared towards like kind of like local gig musicians. Like, oh, you're playing like at a bar or a restaurant or like a small space, and there's
you're
like
playing, you know, at a sports bar when the football game is over.
Yeah. And it's like you just got a mic going directly into like a PA, like if you want to, you know, add reverb or delay to your voice, like, but it's not meant to like be a part of like,
it's not like a
production chain at a venue, you know, like it's not going to take well, it's not going to play nice a lot of the time. So the megaphone's great. The vocals already kind of have that effect on the recording a little bit. So, that was kind of just like where the idea is, I guess, coming from. But yeah, I mean, I had to do it for the session just to be obnoxious.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so perfect.
No, but yeah, I mean, I appreciate what you're saying about it. I mean, we spent a lot of time to make sure that it came out really good.
Yeah.
And I think it did. I'm pretty happy with it as far, like, I think it shot well. I think it sounds great. And, you know, to get the performances right and to get everything, you know, we spent a lot of preparation. We didn't just like show up.
How many times would you say you like legitimately have to play through the song in order to get it
for the session? So there's three songs total. The last one's coming out this Monday.
Dope.
And I think we ran, so day of shooting, because there was a day of setup and rehearsal at the studio the day before. We ran everything, I don't know how many times, a bunch of times.
Sure.
And then the day of shooting, I think we ran each song anywhere from 5 to 7 or 8 times.
Gotcha.
Just because there's a lot of factors. Like, me going into the control room during that sharpening, like, I didn't just do that. Like, I had the idea, wouldn't it be funny if I did that? And then it was like, yeah. And then you do it one time, and then the camera is, you know, we it takes some time to get synced up
Like
what we want to try and capture, you know what I mean? And so it's like rolling a bunch of dice. Every dice is like, okay, let's see if we can get the best, fucking performance. Let's see if we can get the best, video. So like, we did a lot of takes until like I literally could not sing anymore to make sure that it came out, you know, perfect. So
well, I think mission accomplished there. I think it's I legitimately that. Think they're very good.
Thank you.
super duper impressed by those. So thanks, appreciate man. All you guys do super duper stuff.
And where can the people find that?
The Epitaph YouTube. You could search Safe Face Live and it will probably come up, or Safe Face Barbershop, or like that, Epitaph, I guess, right? I don't know.
YouTube channel, 3.05 million subs. Pretty good.
They got some subs,
eyes.
Yep.
That's some eyes. Mm-hmm. Pretty good. You'd love to see it. Yep. All right, dope. I think we should maybe take our break. We got a little game prepped for the back half, so we can maybe come back and do that. But you guys maybe want to take a potty break, then we'll be right back.
Sure.
Dope.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll do that, and we'll be right back.
Oh, it's the ad break. Yo, it's spooky season, and we're here to tell you.
It's literally not spooky season anymore. Halloween was like 4 days ago.
It was just a few days ago. It's fine. We can still do it. Come on.
The episode is coming out the Friday after Halloween.
Okay, but it's...
All right. What's the problem? You don't want to do the Halloween bit?
It's not Halloween anymore, but you know what's still going on?
What? Don't ever see okay.
That's right. League of Legends World's Championships quarter. Sasha, can you take this one, actually?
Yeah, it's been a hot second, hasn't it?
Are you kidding me with this?
Yeah, it has.
So anyway, quarters have come and went. A couple weeks ago, we saw JDG, the first seed from the LPL Chinese region, take down Rogue, the European first seed, 3-0.
Just an awful series from Rogue, unfortunately.
And just as unfortunate, that was the last Western team in Worlds, once again reinforcing that none of us belong there. I'm revoking my citizenship tomorrow.
Okay, so is this what we think people want to hear? Is this what we're doing now?
Jacob, I have a lot to talk about, and I'm going to need you to not interrupt like that. Thank you.
Yeah, because up next we had T1 taking on RNG.
That's right.
Orangey.
You had it right for the first time, buddy. Thank you. Also 3-0. This is a rivalry that's been going on since these orgs entered the scene. Kind of a heartbreaker that RNG is already out. Very much always the bridesmaid, never the bride kind of situation here.
What are we doing?
Jacob, please cooperate. Next, we had Genji, the Korean first seed, taking down Damwon Kia, the Korean third seed in a 3-2 series.
I was really worried that the quarterfinals were going to be all 3-0s, and this series just fully redeemed it. Five.
The series games, was really good. Five games. This was really good.
DRX and EDG, pretty good too. I had a good time.
This one, we're going to talk about DRX again really soon in a little more detail, but absolutely no one saw this coming. I will say that right now. Shout out to EDG for once again just kind of scooting along. In semis, we had T1 versus GDG, a 3-1 in T1's favor. I was not
Faker's
shocked
back,
at all.
Baby. Faker's it's back. Faker's he's time. Gonna win the, he's going to win the whole thing. He's going to do it again.
We'll get that, to that.
Four titles?
This would be his fourth. Unless.
It's going to be his fourth.
Unless. On the other side of the bracket, we had DRX versus Gen G, a 3-1 in DRX's favor. Absolute blindsided. So, for context, DRX last year had a lovely 2-16 score throughout the season.
That's pretty bad.
That's horrible. Their jungler, Piosek, I hope I'm saying that right, apologies, was considered a liability for all of that. He was benched, threatened to be kicked. Went from that to World Finals this year, giant underdog story, which leads us to finals, T1 versus DRX this Saturday.
The Young Guns versus the old. This is the last one. You bet your ass we're going to be talking about this one next week.
Oh yeah, God. Baby. Right, so this is a finals that Riot can only dream of. They could not have scripted this any better. You have Faker. Faker is one of those players that unquestionably he's the best at this game, but to a degree that people outside of this gaming sphere know about that name. ESPN has talked about this guy. This would just completely cinch that, like, he is the greatest of this game.
It's but his 10th season. He's 10th old season. Now.
Three-time winner. But on the other side of the field, you have Barrel, also back-to-back finalist. This is his third time in a row. You have Deft, who's been big contender for possibly the greatest AD carry ever, who may or may not be retiring after this season. For those who do not know, Korea has and I'm about to tell them. Korea has a mandatory enlistment into their military at a certain age. And Deft is about to hit that age, meaning at any time he may just have to put it all behind him.
And it's so sad that he's going to make it to the World Finals just to get clapped by Faker.
Now, Faker is great. I would not be surprised to see T1 bring it home, but I think counting out DRX like that is a bit short-sighted, a little disrespectful. If I be honest.
Well, tune in next week for when I get to rub it in Sasha's face that T1 won again. Anyway, that's been I think that's been it for Star Talking.
Once again, Robin Keelan, thank you for having me on. Jacob, I will see you next week, and you will let me finish. Don't ever see.
Yeah, fucking rehearsal, man. It's insane. It's insane!
Yeah, I guess by saying I've been watching a lot of it, I really mean that I just watched all of it once, and then, just the whole weight of it just kind of set in, and I'm like, I don't know if I could ever watch that again, but,
I've rewatched every episode at least 3 times.
Nice. I think I've watched a couple, more than once, for sure. I did not watch the finale again. It just kind of stayed with me, and then I was like, I probably shouldn't watch that again. I think.
I don't know
for my for own now control, if I can for watch a while. Again. Yeah.
have you watched Nathan For You?
Oh, religiously.
Okay, cool. Okay, good. That's like my number two question with people, because I feel like some folks don't know about it. You gotta
I was incredibly caught off guard and surprised, I would say pleasantly surprised at the way, like, the narrative that developed with the show.
Agreed.
However, like, I was also super prepared to, like, watch six episodes that were just episodic, like, episode one.
Absolutely.
Ultimately, I guess doing, you know, the more overarching narrative and like the commentary he was able to do with that was definitely like super valuable and probably more interesting and captivating than like if it was just kind of Nathan For You style with like the format of episode one. But also like sometimes like my brain is not trying to do all those heavy heavy lifting and I just want to giggle for a while.
Yeah,
you know?
It definitely was not like a giggle ha ha comedy show at
it was
all.
A lot it was all the emotions, you know.
Yeah. As much as Nathan For You anyway. Is like really isn't that anyway. Like Nathan For You was never a ha ha funny show anyway, but
for sure. Yeah, it's just it's dialed way up for me.
Yeah. Absolutely. It sure is.
So I will say this. So like, so I cut hair for a living. So basically, I'm just cutting like 15 dudes' heads like a day, right?
Yeah.
And then usually one of my questions I ask is like, have you been watching any shows or whatever? And then like they'll tell me, and only twice have I had someone bring up the rehearsal. Oh. But when they do, we have the time of our goddamn life.
That haircut is like on a 10.
Yeah, and like, I'll even bring it up a lot of the time, and then like people are like, oh, what's that about? And it's like, I have no fucking clue how
you know what, bro?
Explain
this. I know you didn't want the shampoo, but I feel like we could use the extra time. You want me to throw it in for free? Like, I'll give you a
all right, so imagine this guy.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That shit was so good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pick out some sound effects to use for the game. I have like I have a you got it wrong sound, but I need a you got it right sound.
Why is the podcast called Your Band is Garbage? Where did that come from? This is my show now.
Well, you see, there is this podcast.
We kind of stopped it accidentally.
It wasn't. We did actively change the name to make it sound less like the other podcast, and it still kind of sounded like the other podcast.
Would you even dare drop the name of the other podcast?
We already have. It's Your Kickstarter Sucks.
Oh, okay. But this is different enough.
It's different enough. It was supposed to be like a little bit ironic.
What's that show? What's that like about?
It's gonna sound extremely stupid. Okay. They every episode they talk about like six Kickstarter projects.
Well, there's
that
some
suck.
Freaky ones out there.
Yeah.
There are. So there sometimes are. Sometimes it's like some crazy guy like sometimes it's like clearly something that was just bought off of Alibaba in bulk and then is being resold on there for like 10 times the price.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it's like insane, like right wing children's comic book shit.
Yeah.
Not good stuff going on over there.
Well, that's why, like, so do you talk? So the first time I saw the name, I thought, okay, they probably talk shit. So, like, do you guys talk shit? Because you're just kind of saying all this nice stuff to me, and I'm like,
Jacob,
what? You're sending some mixed signals. I was ready to go to war, you know?
Oh, my God.
We can if you want. We're, I mean,
if it's not part of the format, I want you to be you, you know? But
it's mostly tongue-in-cheek, and it's mostly us just being, like, stupid.
I don't know. Sure, it was originally, it was supposed to be, like, ironic enough that I hoped that people would know it just seeing it, but I don't really think that comes across. And I don't know. Honestly, the main deterrence of us sending bands emails is because I'm pretty sure they read it and are just like, well, fuck that. I'm not going on that show. Like, they don't like us. Like,
not
which
me.
I would understand. Which I would get.
That's
which
exactly
I would totally
what I
get.
Was looking for. No, I mean, it's up to you. You know?
That's not a good one either.
what the fuck?
Oh, that's not a good one. All right, dope. Let's get rolling back into it. We have, I mentioned earlier, I have a little bit of a game prepared. This is a game. Yep. You can applause that. Can you applause that too? kind of seemed like a laugh at first. I don't like, I didn't
crazy
like that
thing
much.
Is that wasn't even a sample. I just have like 40 odd people just in my bedroom.
There's just a lot of people here listening. Yeah. Oh yeah. No. That's a big shock to them to hear that.
Even though they were there.
Yeah.
This is the game that I came up with, and I invented this game, and I came up with it fully on my own. So copyright Your Band is Garbage 2022, nobody steal. The name of this game is Fact or Fraud. And rules are pretty simple. All I'm going to do is give you the name of a band and a genre of music they play. And you just got to tell me if that band existing is a fact or if they're a fraud and I made them up.
Okay, sure.
So, just trying to figure out if these bands are real.
So it's true or false?
Yeah, if these bands are existing or not existing, correct.
Sure.
So, Keelan, you mind keeping score?
I'll try.
What is that? It's not that hard. It's just, all right, so simple rules. No, you know, no steals, nothing crazy. I'll just go one by one. See if you can come up with it. If you're right, you get a point. If you're wrong, you don't. We'll keep it simple this time. Let's see.
If you hear like the sound of like really fast like keyboard, it's not me looking it up. That's yeah. Something else.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just like the sound my keyboard makes or like whatever.
Robin, turn on your camera so I can see your eyes and I'll know if you're Googling. I'm gonna get you, you bastard.
No.
All right, fine. All right. The first one that I have for you, I'll give it to Tyler. He's a guest. We'll get started. You can have the first one. First band, appropriate name. They are a pop punk band.
Uh-huh.
Humble Beginnings.
Uh-huh. Oh, the name is Humble Beginnings?
Humble Beginnings is the name of the band. Just trying to determine based off name alone, name and genre alone, if this band is real or if I made them up.
Unfortunately, I feel like they're real. No? What is it?
They are real. That was Pikachu being excited.
Still
sorry.
Using the Pikachu sound.
Sorry, well, you got a better sound effect to use, bro?
Humble Beginnings is hella like 2013.
Humble Beginnings was an American pop punk band. While never gaining large scale success, many of the band's members went to mainstream success with other outfits. 1996. First release was a five. Oh, what the fuck? At one point, someone.
Wait a minute.
The bassist was in Saves the Day.
It's Humble Beginnings. The bassist was in Saves the Day. To do insane shit.
Yeah, that's true.
What the hell? Correct.
That's honestly pretty cool.
And I think someone from Cobra Starship also was in that band. So yeah, I think you're correct. You absolutely got that. Yeah.
Great.
Robin, second one is for you. This is a power pop band. Teenage Halloween.
Oh, that's definitely real.
All right, it's real. I tried to get you, you bastard. Yeah, that's definitely
that's a
real.
Fact.
That's definitely real.
I look at the Twitter feed. I know names.
Yeah, you know the names. You look at the Twitter account. Yes, that's a real band, and they fucking rock. They're dope.
Yeah, I was about to say they rock. That's it.
Definitely a real band.
Trying to get my ass.
Yeah, I'm trying to get your. I tried to get your ass. All right, I figured you'd probably get that one. You both have one.
1-1.
Oh, I didn't give you a happy Pikachu noise. There's your happy Pikachu noise.
Thank you. I opt out of the happy Pikachu noise?
No, you cannot.
All right.
All right, Tyler, next question to you.
Yeah.
This is a pop punk band. They're called Day Avenue.
Day Avenue?
Day Avenue.
You know what? I'm going to go fraud. Oh, hell
ah,
yeah.
You're correct. Yep, I did make that one up. That's not a real band.
Day Avenue?
Yep. You know what? In hindsight, maybe not one of my best. That one's not super good. At the time, I thought that sounded a lot more plausible, but now that I'm reading it back.
I was goaded into thinking, like, there's got to be a band, but, like,
so
I just wanted to take a risk.
The thing that I found really difficult about writing this segment is that there is pretty much every band already.
Like, yeah.
Even the shit that, even if they're not like a band who released albums, like I did not do, if they have a Bandcamp, not doing it. Even if it's like they made this shit and then never actually uploaded anything, which is kind of, which I get, but they don't exist. Free name if anybody wants it. Not that that one's any good. All right, Rube, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. This is a punk rock band, The Ergs.
Can you spell that for me, please?
No, I cannot. I'm not going to spell it so you can fucking look it up, shithead.
No, I'm not looking at... Okay, hold on. Listen. Look, if you need the camera for this one, for me to be honest, here you go. Hands up.
All right. I can see your hands.
Yeah.
You want me to spell Erg for you?
You made me do a hand check, bro.
I didn't make you do shit.
It's 2022.
I didn't make you do shit. It's ERG.
ERG?
The Ergs.
That's a band.
The Ergs are a band. That is correct.
That's right.
American punk rock band.
I knew based
on
the spelling that you couldn't have made it up.
Yep. Oh, fuck you. I can make up something like that. Fuck you. I totally could.
We were supposed to play with them, and then they dropped the show.
Damn. That sucks.
But, yeah, pretty...
They played with a bunch
band.
Of... played touring... Became recognized on a national and international level, touring and playing with such noted acts as The Descendants, The Bouncing Souls, Lifetime, Less Than Jake. Yeah, save face right there. Damn.
No. No. Stop.
I added the last one. Sorry, just joking.
Jesus Christ.
Is it sad that I don't know most of those bands?
You know some of them.
You could have gotten me with like 60%
right,
of
well,
those.
They all have Wikipedia pages, so that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
All right, Tyler, ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
This is an indie pop band.
Okay.
They're called Saturdays in Fall.
Saturdays in Fall. You know, it's fucked up because I'm thinking about it more from like, would you really do two fake ones in a row? You know what I mean? I'm not even thinking of the name.
You're trying
anymore.
To game
you're
the
trying
game.
To, you're trying to outgame
trying,
the game
I'm
master.
Trying to game the game, yeah. Which is hard. I'm in the lion's den right now.
Yeah,
you know what
correct.
I mean? So
exactly. The pressure's on.
You,
I know that.
You know what? I'm going to say it's a fraud.
Ah, you're right. I made that one up, too. I fucking made that one up.
Hey, another free one. Unless, Keelan, you
come
want
on.
That to be the folk
that
project.
Could be a band name.
Know.
You're telling me that couldn't be a band name? That could be a band name.
All right, what's the next band right, name?
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, this is a punk rock band. They're called Mock Sneeze.
Mock, like M-A-C-H?
No, M-O-C-K.
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 Mock, like, let me just type that in real quick.
Mock Sneeze. Yeah.
Just saying.
I'm going to say that that one is a fraud. I think you've given us three frauds in a row.
Oh, you guys are fucking good at this. God damn. I thought this was going to be much harder. Fucking sussed my ass out. Oh, man.
There's still some time.
There's still some time. We got some time. Absolutely. Keelan, do you know what the score is? Are we still doing that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 3-3.
All right, though. That's
yeah,
kind of what I said.
I'm pretty sure it's undefeated so far.
Oh, yeah. 6-0 streak currently. Okay. All right, this is a melodic hardcore punk band.
Okay.
They're called Beach Rats.
Would you be so bold to do four frauds in a row? That's the only thing I could think of right now. Imagine, like, wow, four. A melodic hardcore punk band. You see, I feel like it's fake, but also, like, would you use that genre? Like, I feel like you'd pick something not as specific. Do you like how I'm completely just trying to outgame you?
I'm trying so hard to be quiet and not bust out laughing.
I'm going to say fraud because I want it to be four frauds in a row so badly.
Ah, you're wrong. That's a real ass band, dude. That is a real ass band. They are a brand new band, actually. It's a brand new band featuring an all-star cast of scene veterans, including Brian Baker. From Minor Threat and Bad Religion, Ari Katz from Lifetime, Brian Kleinen and Pete Steinkamp from the Bouncing from Souls. I'm probably fucking up the names really bad, but I guess it's a big super group.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess I'm not punk enough.
Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is.
Me, right, that's a melodic hardcore band.
It's a melodic hardcore punk band. I tried to be like as specific as I could with what they called themselves.
For sure. Well. That's fair.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, just getting a fucking band recommendation from this bit. Oh, God.
Do you have these written down somewhere?
Yeah, my phone, dude. All right, Robin, you ready?
I'm ready to take the lead.
Wow.
I'm confident going into this.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So this is an indie emo band. They're called Skate Spade.
Skate Spade.
Skate Spade.
I'm going to go with Fraud. I'm bringing it back.
Yeah, you're right. No. It is fake. And to be honest, I wish I had maybe switched up the order of these because that one's too easy. Good. You shouldn't have gotten that one.
No, that one's too easy.
I mean, that is a good name, though.
That is easy, but to be honest with you, I was so proud of it that I was like, I have to include this in the game. I'm not just letting this go.
For sure.
That's a free one, if anybody wants that. They're gonna be fourth build on the DIY Super Bowl 3. I fucking tell you that right now. All right, Tyler, you ready?
I'm ready, yeah.
This next one is simply just labeled a rock band.
Okay.
They are the Screaming Females.
Oh, that's real.
That is real.
Legendary band.
That's a real band. Yep. Good deal, good deal. And Robin, you up by one, it seems?
Presently tied.
Right now it's tied. Okay. Well, that
works out well because this is my last one that I have prepared, and I did not prepare a tiebreaker. So I'm only thinking of this now, so I'm glad that worked out that way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, Robin, this is yours for the win, so thinking cap on, buddy. No pressure. No pressure.
Okay, so if I get it right, I win. If I lose, we tie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and tie goes to the runner.
Do you just want to what do you call it, Keelan, in the like magic tournaments when you split? Do you just want to split?
What the fuck is that?
Take more prize packs each than, you know, if we played it out for the final round.
I don't know what that is. I've had sex before.
Let's see what happens.
All right. Yeah. We'll see what happens. Robin, you either win or lose based off this question. I don't know exactly how the points work out, but that's what it comes down to. This is a punk rock band. They're called Big Wig.
Big Wig. Would you dare make up like most of these names?
That wasn't anything. I wasn't looking it up.
Definitely not keyboard clacking.
No.
I'm going to say that is a fraud you made.
Wait. What if I guess also?
Okay.
And if I'm right, then win. I'm going to guess that it's real.
So you do think it's real, and Robin thinks it's wrong.
I think it's real, yep. So what sound are you
I don't know what sound I'm going to do. It is a real band. That is a real band. So, Robin, you lose. You are a big piece of shit loser, and everybody dislikes you. So,
I won somewhat legitimately.
Yeah.
Feels good.
That was a real dub, great. I'd say. That was a win. So, hell yeah. Okay. Well, that was dope. That was a lot of fun.
Cool.
Thank you. Thank you for entertaining me. That was
yeah.
A lot. Probably just as equally fun to write as it was to do. So maybe you'll do that again sometime. But that was dope. And I came up with it for the record. So appreciate that.
Again, didn't steal that from that other podcast.
Nope, didn't steal it from any other podcasts. Something I came up with on my own. So all good there. Glad we cleared the air. Only other thing that I feel like we might want to do before we get wrapped up. There's just one more thing left to do. We got just one more thing to ask you. I'll fuck you up if you tell us the truth. What are you listening to now? I just kind of want to know what you're listening to recently. Like, what are you fucking with bands-wise? If you had to point people in any direction, anything that you've been listening to, old or new, you know, on genre, off, whatever. What would, you know, does anybody have anything that they want to recommend people?
What am I listening to?
Yeah, fuck it. What's in the rotation recently?
I'm listening to my therapist.
That's good.
To anything she says.
That's good, because you got to pay for that, so it's good.
Yeah. I don't listen to a lot of music right now. I'm trying to think. I feel like I do a lot of, like, this thing came out, so I'm going to listen to it, and then I listen to it one time, and not really ever again.
Definitely.
So I don't know if that counts. Like, I just kind of try and keep up with, like, whatever is coming out.
Yeah.
So beyond that, like, I just kind of have, like, the things that I fall back on. I played someone the Third Eye Blind self-titled for the first time. They never heard it before, so that was fun.
Oh, that is fun. And
listening to, like, the songs I work on. I have a non-Safe Face album potentially coming out. I recorded the instrumentals were recorded in, like, 2019, and then I recorded the vocals 2019, 2020, and then nothing happened. And then now it's coming out, I think.
Hell yes.
So I listened to that because I was, like, working on it. And then, I don't know. I feel like I don't really have an interest. Well, you guys say some stuff, and maybe I'll think of something that I've been listening to that I can't remember right now.
I've been on a K-pop kick. Apparently.
What is that, dude?
I don't know. It's honestly, it's your roommate's fault.
Yeah, well, that's probably fair.
I think I listened to Girls by aespa like 10 times today.
I listened to the new... I'm gonna say fucking Cheem because I know it's correct, but around this house we call him Keem. So that album came out. That's not bad. We got some bangers on there. Pretty good. Definitely check that out. We love them. We love a Lonely Ghost release. So definitely check that out. What else? I've been fucking so. All right. Here's the deal. Here's the real tea. Keelan took me to the gym the other day for the first time in a long time. I haven't been to the gym in a long time. I'm a big fat piece of shit. We don't have cameras on, so you can't tell that, but I'm trying to get a little bit swole and I'm trying to get skinny. So took me to the gym, worked out a little bit. So I'm trying to get back in like a workout playlist mindset. So I've been listening to shit that's like fast, aggressive, like angry finger pointing kind of music. So, just going through and listening to like some like shit that I listened to back in like 2015, 2016 that I kind of forgot about, like those old like Counterparts records or like,
oh, nice.
Like early Knuckle Puck stuff. Fuck yeah, dude. That shit was good. I like that. I was definitely in that wave of like annoying ass little pop punk kids. So
nice. Yeah. I guess the weird thing is like I go to the gym, but I don't listen to any music now. And I do this thing where if I have anything on, it's like lo-fi beats playlists on Spotify.
Interesting.
But sometimes it's not even at all because I'm doing like this like meditative gym thing where in between exercises I try and like meditate. It's really stupid.
That's but sick. I'm trying to.
I'm trying to fix some shit with my brain. I'm trying to get more meditation into my life, and I feel like it's a good opportunity to like work it into my day, you know?
Can I just say though, so Henry Rollins Henry Rollins quack quack. Let's go. Anyways, sorry.
No, it's, hey, I want to hear this.
Jesus. Anyway, Henry Rollins, Black Flag. So he said the best thing that ever got to really fix his brain and like got him to like work on his breathing and his mind was when he got into like weightlifting.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, and now he's jacked. So
yeah, it feels really good to exercise sometimes. So I try, especially like I like to not feel limited in my performance is like a big motivator for me.
Yeah,
but I guess I started to feel like I would do the thing where I'd put on Converge or pick a band and then like put it on and get like pissed, and that could help for sure and is fun.
Yeah.
But I think I started to like, I like go to the gym for 2 hours and I'd get home and I'd be like, what? Like, I don't even remember what just happened. Like,
yeah.
Did I even go to the gym? Like, I don't remember. But yeah, I guess I listen to a lot of classical music when I'm working. And then, like, I'll do, like, some, like, throwback stuff. Like, I listen to, like, a lot of live albums because I like the energy that, like, maybe is in, like, a live album that isn't in, like, the actual album.
So yeah,
Especially when I'm trying to get inspired to write music, I'm like, well, I know what these songs sound like, but what's it sound like when this band played them live? Especially if they're a band that, like, isn't really, like, around anymore.
To get the opportunity to see them, like.
Yeah. And it's like, even if they're around, like they might've been on some different shit, you know, 10 years ago or something. And that's like interesting to tap into. Listening to a lot of instrumental versions of songs too. Because sometimes the vocals would be like distracting. I think if you're trying to get inspired in a more in like instrumental kind of place, a lot of my listening ends up being kind of compromised by my desire to write. And then like, to be a good writer, I think you have to be a good listener, good reader, whatever. But then it's like, okay, well, I also want to just listen to music for fun, but then like I don't.
So, yeah, right.
My shit's been super scattered, but no, that's I will shout out the fact that I'm probably going to listen to this band called Dead Man's Bones, which features Ryan Gosling.
I fucking goth love Halloween that band.
Right. Yeah, man. I listen to that. I listen to that a lot in general. I haven't listened to it in a while, but yeah. I feel like it's coming.
It is that time of year for this album to come back in the rotation. It's so good.
Yeah, it's really, it's weirdly good. Actually.
Yeah, it's insane how talented that guy is. What is that?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't, yeah, it's definitely bizarre, but it's hella good, yeah.
Movies, albums, Vines, he can do it all. He can do it all.
By the way, it came out on Anti Records, which is Epitaph's sister label.
No fucking shit.
Fun fact.
Damn. Yeah.
So
that's wild.
Ryan, if you're listening, collab?
Ryan Gosling, come on the pod for Dead Man's Bones.
Yeah.
Can you fucking imagine Ryan Gosling is playing like truth or fact with us? Whatever the fuck?
Fact or fraud.
Oh yeah. Jesus Christ. Well, dope.
Can I say
please,
what?
Please.
So like a month ago, Jacob took me to Outlaw Fest.
Oh, God.
Yes, dude. Yes, dude.
And let me tell you something. I had the time of my fucking life.
Let's go. Yes.
What is that?
It was like Willie Nelson, ZZ Top.
Oh, that's awesome.
Freaking Mule.
It's like if Willie Nelson was in charge of Warped Tour for some reason. It's like that.
That's pretty cool.
And it was awesome. But let me tell you, so I've been listening to a lot of ZZ Top more now because, like, it gave me I already knew Billy Gibbons was an excellent guitarist and stuff, but, like, it made me, like, respect him even more.
Totally, yeah.
And then I've been listening to, so, Willie Nelson's son's band called Particle Kid, and then there's, like, a song that he wrote that his dad is on.
Whoa.
That's really good.
It's about dying and smoking weed, and that's why you like it so much, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It is good. It's a good song.
It's a good song. And then I've just been listening to just other country in general, like Jason Isbell or Tyler Childers.
I mean, you missed okay, that. Okay,
honestly, it's good. You should listen to it. All anyway.
Right. Not doing this.
I've been listening to the Short Fictions.
Fuck yeah, dude. Thank God. They're
yeah,
great.
that's been really good.
It is good.
And and then No Pressure's new album or whenever the hell that came out.
Hell yeah.
That's been good.
I think that was maybe this year. I don't know.
Yeah, it's this year. I just don't know.
It's insane that I can't even remember what it came out like this year. Whatever. Robin, do you have anything to add besides K-pop?
I've been listening to a lot of System of a Down.
Okay.
Nice.
I think... Never mind.
No, say it. Come on.
I think we should start a politics punk angry metal band.
I'd be sick.
That's it. Needs to be 50% politics and 50% comedy bits.
Yeah,
I think we would thrive in that environment.
I don't know. I feel like bands like that died off in like 2006. I could be wrong.
I mean, that is when they like it's broke
either,
up.
They're either gone or they're System of a Down.
Who's also just like kind of gone.
Oh yeah, they come back, that's right.
They come back every once in a while for like a summer, and then they're just gone.
They come back for a summer to play some shows, and they like immediately get in separate vans and leave the venue. They don't speak to each other.
And then the drummer like turns out to like drum.
Anyway,
so, well, yeah, let's end it there. I feel like that was a good little podcast. So I. Tyler, again, I seriously appreciate you coming
podcast.
On. Shut up, dude. I don't know.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you for letting me.
Of course. Thank you for indulging us. Thank you for letting me fanboy a little bit in the first half and do some of that. So we'll link to everything. We'll link to all the live sessions in the show notes as well. We'll do plugs and stuff at the end. So don't feel the need to necessarily shout all that out. Okay. Is there anything that anybody wants to just kind of shout into the ether as the outro music fades in?
Is it fading right now?
It's fading. It'll fade.
Okay.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. All right. Good night. That's it. Bye-bye.
's so much as usual to our new friend Tyler from Save Face. Seriously, just like such a treat to get to talk to them. I said a little bit in the show, but I seriously have been listening to this band what feels like forever, and such an honor to have them on the show. I say that full unironically. Love them to death. Seriously appreciate them doing it. Check out Another Kill for the Highlight Reel Deluxe that's out now. That includes AM Gothic Acoustic, which is absolutely beautiful, may I say. This band does not miss. Check them out. Actually, I think as of release of this episode, they are, I think, now officially touring the UK with the fucking Wonder Years. So, like, I don't know. They're clearly doing the thing. Like, you don't need my recommendation, but check them out. You're not going to be disappointed. You can follow them on Twitter and Instagram at SaveFaceNJ. Also have a TikTok. It's very cool, worth a follow. Same handle over there. Very funny, good stuff. If you like this damn program, you can write into it. You can send us an email at ybigpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at ybigpodcast, on Instagram at yourbandisgarbage. If you like the show, you can rate us 5 stars on both Spotify and iTunes. Hey, it don't cost you nothing. It helps us out. Music for Your Band is Garbage is courtesy of Hey, I Love You, Derek Christensen, and Leave Nelson Beam.